Listener Production.
Hi, it's Jess Heatley with your local news briefing. A 15-year-old boy is facing multiple charges following investigations into a burglary in White Rock. It's alleged he broke into the Leftwich Street home around 2 p.m. on May 11, stealing jewellery, alcohol and a game console before leaving. Police say he's been linked to several other alleged offences and has been granted strict bail to appear in the Cairns Children's Court. The younger generation seem to be in support of the Greens, with plenty of young people showing their support already. Greens candidate Philip Musumeci pushing to include dental and mental health into Medicare as we head into Election Day tomorrow. In Leichhardt, 40.6% of us have already voted, 16.1% of those by post and 27.8% at the pre-poll. Greens Deputy Leader Senator Larissa Waters saying Queensland often holds the power.
There's a lot of people voting early in Queensland, and the national statistics show more Queenslanders have voted early than any other state. We're a big swing state here in Queensland, and it feels to me like the swing is on.
The Environment Department says two swift water rescues at Josephine Falls in as many weeks have come about because people are ignoring warning signs. It says both times the creek was closed to swimming, alerts were active, extra warning signs were in place, and flash flooding warning lights were on. And the Australian Electoral Commission has announced changes to the voting system for those who tested positive to COVID. The AEC has backflipped on a ban that prevented those who tested positive between Saturday and Tuesday from using the phone service as they were too late to register. That's now been extended. Taking a look at local sport, the Northern Pride will be looking to rebuild some ground in the Host Plus Cup this weekend, coming off the back of two losses and a scoreless game at the hands of the Tweed Seagulls. The Pride will host the Falcons at Barlow Park, with kickoff at 5:30 on Saturday. The Great Wheelbarrow Race is getting underway today, travelling 140 km from Mareeba to Chilligo. There'll be road closures in place, with police saying they'll be increasing patrols. And get your election news and analysis via the Listener app. Head to the Discover tab and click on Your Vote 22. Listener.